In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the big surprise coming out of Tuesday's elections. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the American Public Transportation Association, committed to creating jobs through public transit projects. More information at publictransportation.org. Linda Mood Bell Learning Centers, offering diagnostic testing and instruction to improve reading and language comprehension at lindamoodbell.com. And LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga. Our web guru, Beth Novi. Special thanks to the crew at the Academy of Music. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is, as always, Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big surprise out of next week's elections? Amy Dickinson.
Oh, the big surprise? Sharon Angle and Joy Behar really will see one another in hell.
PJ O'Rourke.
Well, it has to do with Christine O'Donnell and pentagrams and black candles and a virgin. And I don't have permission from the GOP to tell you anymore.
And Tom Baudet.
Joe Miller claims victory in Alaska's Senate race until Lisa Murkowski and Scott McAdams are discovered handcuffed in the trunk of Todd Palin's car.
Well, if any of those things happen next week, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks to Amy Dickinson, PJ O'Rourke, Tom Baudet. Thanks to everyone at WHYY Philadelphia. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Academy of Music. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.